Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Building a Business When There Are No Easy Answers, tech entrepreneur and venture capitalist Ben Horowitz shares invaluable insights from his own experience on what it takes to build and run a successful startup. Based on his own trials and tribulations as co-founder of Opsware, formerly LoudCloud, which he sold to Hewlett-Packard for $1.6 billion, Horowitz offers blunt and honest advice on navigating the toughest problems that business leaders face. The book delves into the complexities of leadership, strategy, and organizational culture, providing a no-holds-barred view of the challenges of entrepreneurship and how to overcome them. Through anecdotes from his own journey and lessons learned from other leaders, Horowitz imparts practical wisdom that is as relevant to those thinking of launching their own company as it is to seasoned executives looking to steer their organizations through difficult times. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the struggle. Ben Horowitz puts a spotlight on the struggle, a term he uses to describe the cascading series of problems faced by every leader during challenging times in their business. The struggle is inevitable, deeply personal, and often very lonely. Horowitz doesn't shy away from detailing his own encounters with it, revealing moments of despair, sleeplessness, and self-doubt. However, he emphasizes that facing this struggle is a crucial part of leadership. It's a test of one's will, and how one deals with it can define the future of their company. He offers advice on maintaining perspective, the importance of swift decision-making, and finding the right kind of support to navigate through these trying times. Secondly, the importance of CEO mentality. Horowitz discusses the importance of adopting a CEO mentality for anyone at the helm of a company. He distinguishes between being a wartime CEO and a peacetime CEO, each requiring a different set of skills and attitudes. The wartime CEO is characterized by their ability to make hard and often unpopular decisions in the interest of the company's survival and growth, while the peacetime CEO focuses on expanding and nurturing the company during stable times. Horowitz's narrative stresses the need for leaders to recognize the phase their company is in and adapt their leadership style accordingly. He highlights critical decisions he had to make, such as drastic layoffs and pivots, showcasing the weight of responsibility on a CEO's shoulders. Thirdly, building and managing a team. Horowitz provides deep insights into building and managing a team, stressing the importance of hiring for strength rather than avoiding weakness and pointing out the critical differences. He emphasizes the significance of creating a culture where honest feedback is valued over being nice. Horowitz shares his philosophy on the key aspects of team management, including why it's crucial to focus on building a team with complementary skills and how to handle underperformance. He introduces the concept of managing on the edge of chaos, expounding on the importance of pushing teams to achieve their best without pushing them into demoralization. Horowitz's perspective offers a valuable guide for any leader striving to assemble and nurture a high-performing team. Fourthly, making tough decisions. Making tough decisions is at the heart of leadership, and Ben Horowitz does not hold back in illustrating the weight of these moments. He delves into the process of making decisions that could potentially make or break a company, discussing the importance of speed over precision in critical situations. Horowitz introduces frameworks for decision-making under pressure, including understanding the downside risks and the importance of maintaining your core principles. Through examples from his own experience, he underlines the essence of decisiveness and the role of courage in confronting hard decisions, offering a real-world guide to navigating the stormy waters of leadership. Lastly, the right kind of ambition. In discussing ambition, Horowitz distinguishes between selfish ambition and the ambition for the company. He argues that the right kind of ambition, one that is genuinely for the success of the company and its mission, is a driving force for effective leadership. Horowitz illustrates how having clear, ambitious goals for the company motivates employees, drives innovation, and can lead to significant leaps in performance and growth. He shares personal stories of ambition acting as a compass during tumultuous times, guiding decisions and inspiring teams. This topic underscores the importance of aligning personal ambitions with the company's objectives, fostering a culture of commitment and relentless pursuit of success. In conclusion, The Hard Thing About Hard Things is a must-read for anyone involved in starting or running a business. Ben Horowitz's brutally honest recount of the struggles and challenges in building and managing a startup provides invaluable lessons that are rarely discussed with such candor. Through his exploration of leadership in the face of adversity, team management, decision-making, and nurturing the right kind of ambition, Horowitz offers a guide that is both inspirational and practical. This book is particularly beneficial for current and aspiring leaders and entrepreneurs who will face inevitable challenges in their journey. It teaches resilience, the importance of making hard decisions, and the significance of aligning personal and organizational ambitions. Ultimately, Ben Horowitz champions the idea that while managing a business is profoundly challenging, facing these difficulties head-on is what makes a great leader. If you would like to support Ben Horowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.